Hi, Julia.
Morena, Catherine.
Gorgeous and interesting gallery we have running today for you. What's on your mind?
Well, it's been a difficult year with COVID for public art galleries around New Zealand, and people, I think, have been accessing the visual arts through their screens. So the two shows that I want to talk about today are therapeutic and deeply engaging. And the first show is Tender Brick, The Material Epiphanies of Peter Hawksby, which is on at Object Space, New Zealand's premier design and applied art gallery on Rose Road in Grey Lynn. You could be forgiven for perhaps not knowing who Peter Hawksby is. He has flown under the radar as a ceramic artist for many decades, and he's re-emerged and coming really to greater prominence through shows, and I think this exhibition in particular is going to bring him, to a bigger audience. The show takes up the main gallery of Object Space, and you enter, and it is a village of ceramic characters. Peter Hawksby trained as a potter in north of Auckland in the late 1970s. And I understand he was exhibiting through the 80s, but in 1994 he actually went off to live in Japan, and he was based in Tokyo for 10 years. And then he came back and set up the Alleluia Cafe in St. Kevin's Arcade, the sort of iconic meeting place for the arts community. He's got back into his practice over the last few years, and these works are full of attitude and character and tactility, and they comprise these sort of assemblage, sculptural, ceramic elements with these objects. They've all got names, these different objects in his repertoire. He's got ticks, hoops, loops, gates, cheeses, fans, incinerators. And all of these sculptures come with, they're loaded up with personal stories related to people in Peter's life and events in his own biography. I'm particularly drawn to these sort of little deconstructed beer tankards. They're called the Blunted Devil Cups. And my understanding is that the inspiration for these works actually came from an event where Peter was threatened, a violent sort of incident where he was threatened with a broken glass beer bottle. The tick, of course, is his signature sort of leitmotif, and it's not like those assertive little red ticks that you get on the edges of your essays at high school. These are lumpy and characterful, wonky ticks that Peter actually developed back in the 70s as a sort of an antidote or a response to the preponderance of crosses across New Zealand art, and in particular, you'll know Alan Maddox's cross paintings and, of course, Colin McCann. So Peter's offering up something more positive and affirming.
Yeah. It's wild stuff. And as you say, it's that it's the beauty you can assume if you're a skilled sculptor out of the oddest materials and combinations. It's quite striking. It's quite unlike anything I've seen.
That's right. And he sort of talks about really wanting to extend that ceramic process. We often think about pots coming out of the kiln having been fired and that's the end of it. But actually what Peter does is extend that process, because it's all in the arrangement of these objects. And he uses blue tack to attach them to his low-lying flat ceramic plinth.
Wow. We've got about 3 minutes left. I'm sorry about that. It's been a very busy hour. So what would you like to do for the second hit? Shall we do the second
touching
exhibition?
Touching Sight.
Yes, please.
Touching Sight, a show of recent work by three contemporary artists from Ōtautahi, Christchurch, Connor Clark, Emma Fitz, Oliver Perkins. I think Connor Clark's project in particular is sends a sort of a challenge to, curatorial colleagues and fellow artists. It's an exhibition of photography, but it's unlike anything I've seen before because the photographs are covered in braille. She has collaborated with the vision impaired, blind, and people with low vision, people in those communities, and ask them to share memories of landscapes that are important to them. One member of the community, Steve Delaney, recalled his memories of the Hooker Falls and said, imagine you are under the shower, but the shower has the force of 10,000 showers. So Connor's taken a photograph of the Hooker Falls using a pinhole camera, and then she's covered the photograph in Braille, which any member of the public can run their hands across, and also listen to audio descriptions of these accounts of the landscape. And I think we need to think really carefully about our accessibility moving forward, perhaps with more audio descriptions in exhibitions for blind and low vision people.
The first space of the exhibition is Oliver Perkins. These are insert paintings. What does that mean?
Well, these have also got that sense of tactility. These are paintings that are full of tension. They're extremely sculptural. I mean, rather than a single object that's about the representation of something seen, Oliver is really looking at the physical properties of a painting and sort of deconstructing and playing with that. And the insert paintings are where he's taken one work and literally inserted it into another. And he talks about these as being like hosts and guests, or sort of hosts and parasite paintings.
And then with Emma Fitt's work, we're looking at it's textiles, really, in artistic form on a wall, yeah?
Yeah, Emma's work, for all the sort of tension in Oliver Perkins's pieces, Emma's are far more sort of relaxed. This is an artist who's been thinking about textile histories and, of course, the history of women's art histories. And these look at the drapes and folds. She's thinking about Madeleine Vionnet and the development of bias-cut clothing. And very soft, and unfortunately you can't touch these pieces, but the curator of the exhibition, Melanie Oliver, has provided audio descriptions for people. So you've got that another way of accessing the work.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for that, Julia Waite. Details of those exhibitions are on our webpage, along with a host of other information for you, and links relating to our interviews today, rnz.co.nz/9to9.